Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Come on, we all know Taylor Swift is back.
Oh, yeah.
She was in Green Bay last night, and I couldn't keep my eyes off of her. And you know what I love about Taylor Swift?
Well,
first of all, the Packers won. Go, Pack, go, of course, which was beautiful. But I love it how Taylor Swift... I was thinking about this last night. No matter where she is, no matter who's around her, no matter how much of an entourage, she still always turns, smiles, and waves to the crowd. Even when they pulled her into Lambo from the back door and people are a mile away, she got to the door, turned, waved, went in.
Pro move.
Every single time. I can't think of a celeb that acknowledges the people every time.
They're
even
her people.
Even if it's away from behind.
That's
always.
All it is.
Usually it's head down, don't look.
Right.
You know, like
no
keep
comment.
It moving.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons she's so loved, is because she always acknowledges the people that are there, no matter what.
Think about it. She's waving at about 1,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them 1,000 feels like she waved to them.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Exactly.
The Taylor effect, man.
They'll never forget that moment.
Never. That jet landed and everybody went crazy.
Insane.
It's like they shut the airport down just for her or something, right?
I want to know. I know you might have seen the video of her back under Lambo in the tunnel where mm-hmm. they're walking her up, and then she sees Brittany Mahomes.
Yep.
Did you see that?
Yep.
And then they're like, they separate. Like, they're not sitting together, which was weird. And then they end up sitting together. I was like, why are you guys going separate? Where are we going? I want to know where everybody's going.
I got a theory behind that. I got a theory that, well, one.
Ooh, tell me.
Mahomes' wife is going to do Mahomes' things. But then also, she's not looking to be a far into that entourage always in the Taylor life. So she's going to do her own thing. But then we'll see you at the seats. I'll see you at the seats. I'm going to go say hi to my man. You go say hi to yours. It's one of those.
And maybe the kids are somewhere with. Maybe the kids are there in
naturally.
A different room. Maybe they have their own rooms. See, I forget about this. I assume the teams are all in their own rooms. But Patrick Mahomes could have his own room on his own. We don't know that.
We don't know at all. They
never
might. I doubt
that.
It, but they might.
That would be weird, but you never know.
You never know. But what we do know is that the Chiefs took that L yesterday.
Yay! Go Packers! 103.7 Kiss FM. Holy cow, I got a lot to give away today.
There's a lot.
Look at the board, DZ.
I see.
We have so many things. Happy Monday. Good morning.
Hey, Wappa.
Wappa. Welcome back, first of all. Full back. You are back in the studio.
That's right.
How do you feel?
Feels good.
You do?
Good. Honestly, feels normal.
Good.
Is it Friday yet?
You know what that is? That's the holidays. I don't give a bleep. I'm entering that. We're entering that in December already. I don't know if you feel me.
Well, I think the baby helped me get into it quicker. You know what I mean?
You're in I don't care mode. Absolutely. The holidays, let's just wrap up 2023 and call it a day.
Listen, new baby, let's get it done.
We got things to do around here. Okay, so today on the show, Summerfest Power Passes at 7:45. We've got Harlem Globetrotters tickets at 8:40. Mm-hmm. We've got a chance for you to win a trip to Mexico at 9.
Ooh.
And my favorite things at 7:25, a whole new batch. And we'll call the winner from last week.
We're out here.
We're on a roll.
We out here. And Woo. If you missed Mexico, yes. I know I said, ooh, but I should have said, hi.
You know what, guys? I went to the timeshare meeting when I was in Mexico. I'm sending one of you guys.
You too can stay in my timeshare.
Jokes. No, because you know how it is. We got to the resort and they were like, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., we're going to give you a free bottle of tequila if you come to our meeting.
You're like, what? Meeting? Nah.
We told them we'd be there and we never went, of course.
Come on, it's all inclusive. I don't need that bottle.
So every Monday morning, we talk about what we did over the weekend. My weekend consisted of a trip to the movies. We went to see the new Trolls movie.
Nice.
Which really does bring NSYNC. That is the... I don't know why they decided to all come back together in the Trolls movie of all the places. I mean,
where else?
Money, you think?
I mean, they probably went, listen, you guys are singers. Yeah. We're a singing movie. What better way than the Trolls?
The Trolls are back. Yep. I don't know. I was surprised. So that wrapped up that. It was good. I did not realize Camila Cabello's in it. So that was cool.
Really?
She's one of the characters because they have to have people that can sing.
Oh,
see?
Yeah, I guess.
Anna Kendrick can sing. But then when you start adding people,
Who can actually sing? Because you can only, voice play The Rock's voice so long before you realize he's not actually singing in Moana.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. My funniest moment of the movie, though, was when I had my phone out, and Hudson turned to me and he goes, Mom, put your phone away. There's a sign that says you'll go to federal prison if you record or take pictures.
He's so concerned. Hudson thinks you're bootlegging the movie.
DZ, he was like, put it away. And I go, I'm checking my messages. He goes, Mom, you'll go to prison.
You'll end up in federal jail.
He was convinced I was going to go to jail. And I go, Hudson, they do that so people don't pirate the movies and put them online. Nope. I saw the sign.
I seen it. Jail.
He was really worried.
Criminals.
So we went to see Trolls 3 at Marcus Theater.
Was it good? It was a good movie.
Cute.
Yeah, How long was it?
An hour and a half.
Nice.
But I liked it more than my kids. And when Boys to Men came on, our friend Ava, who was with us, we went with our friends. Mm-hmm. She went, Mom, it's Pentatonix. Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh, no.
Come on.
No.
Because they were like, doom, 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 da, da, doom, doom. She goes, Mom,
no!
Pentatonix.
No!
I go, Boys to Men, honey.
Oh, boo-boo, the little you know.
The little girl thought it was Pentatonix the whole time.
Sure, honey, sure.
And that was the moment I realized that I was the mom in the scenario.
Oh, we're the parents here. Oh, got it. Whoops. Dog, that is too funny.
How was your weekend? What'd you do?
Good. Honestly, the weekend felt like it went pretty quick. I had my first Bucks game back.
Mm.
Yeah, I had taken some time away once the baby was born because y'all may or may not know I'm one of the new in-game hosts for the Milwaukee Bucks this season.
I love it that you work for the Bucks. That's so cool.
It's been fun. It's been a great experience. I mean, it's been amazing. Just getting to learn, getting accustomed. And it felt weird because it was like I started in, got a couple games in, like 3-4 games, and then we had the baby. So I had to stop.
So your momentum got built up being the in-game host, and then boom.
And then quit cold turkey basically went, oh my gosh. A couple weeks away.
Yeah.
Feel like it did me well because I don't know, like the energy was good. The game was great. We ended up catching the dubs, you know what I'm saying? So those are all amazing things.
That's how we won.
It was nice to finally be back, be at Fiserv Forum, talking to everybody, get that earpiece in, do my mic check and go,
DZ said, I'm back.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Okay, I like it. I'm excited. So everything's starting to get back for you now.
Yes, it feels like we're returning.
Well, good. Right before the holidays, and we're going to screech you right back into a halt again. You're going to get all ramped up just to go on vacation again, aren't you?
I love it.
414-533-1037. I want to hear, now that you're back in the studio with me, I'm excited. We're going to get this going. We're going to see what everybody else did this weekend. I went to see the Trolls movie. DZ was back as the in-game host at the Bucks with the win, and then the Packers won last night. It was a good weekend for Wisconsin sports. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to hear what everybody else did next. What a weekend it was. I went to see Trolls. DZ was back at the Bucks game, and now we get to find out what everybody else was up to.
Let's get it.
Ooh, 103.7 Kiss FM. Let's start with Amanda this morning in Racine, our girl. Way to start it.
Whoop, there it is.
Monday morning.
A little remix for the Monday.
Yep. Amanda, what did you do this weekend?
So we went to go see Santa this weekend at Regency Mall in Racine.
How very festive of you.
Big ups Regency.
Yes.
I haven't been to Regency Mall in a good 10 years.
It's been a minute.
There's a reason why. There's nothing there.
Oh,
nothing.
Oh, shoot.
Hey, Santa was there. What are you talking about? You was there.
Was there.
What are you talking about?
That was true.
The most important thing around this time was there.
Thank you.
Santa.
You can't wait till the weekend after Small Business Saturday and then rip on Regency. Come on, Amanda. Yeah.
No, that's so fun, though.
No,
it's good season.
Yeah,
good, though, because Savannah was having a tantrum with Santa. She did not like Santa. So we needed that whole stay for her to get it together.
She's like, thank God it was a ghost town. We needed it so our child could have a nervous breakdown.
Let her do her thing.
Hey, thanks for calling, Amanda. We'll talk to you later.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Danny is calling in Oak Creek this morning. Danny, good morning. Hey, how's it going?
It's going. How are you guys?
Good.
Trying to figure it out, man. You know, day by day. But we talking about weekends right now. What'd you do over the weekend?
So we had a little Christmas fun, too. We went to the Enchanted Christmas out in Franklin. My son, his girlfriend, her parents, my cousin and her husband and daughter. We had a really good time. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, squad.
I saw that. I kept seeing this on people's feeds, and I was like, where the hell is it, though? Like, I kept seeing it, but I couldn't figure out where it was. Does
it's
that
over
make
at
sense?
Franklin Field. The Rock.
I had to do some digging.
Okay.
Like, oh, got it.
You know, that's really cool, because Sammy's gone. We didn't go. But
Sammy went.
Yeah, my wife's sister came up with her boys, and they had a little cousin excursion and went to the Enchanted Light. So you guys had a good time, though, Danny?
Yeah, it was a good time. They had a little maze. You had some fun. Got some adult drinks. Had a little fun with that, too.
Adult drinks.
good photo ops. We had a real good time.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear. It's good stuff. We like it when there's alcohol in the house.
You know.
Yeah.
Or out of the house. Either
not
way.
Not sold out. That's good. Thanks for calling, Danny. Have a good day.
Yep. You too.
Bye.
Later,
Sean
man.
Is in West Bend this morning. Our boy. Sean.
Howdy, howdy.
I needed a little boo thing this morning. I'm glad you called in. Good morning.
Everybody needs that song.
Everybody loves that song. Sean, what'd you do this weekend?
So my wife threw a surprise 40th birthday party for me.
A surprise 40th? Let's go.
Oh, happy birthday, I think. When's your birthday?
It's actually on Wednesday. This coming Wednesday.
Well, happy early birthday. And where was our invite? Ask the wifey.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you got to talk to my wife about that. I had no clue until I got out of the shower and one of my buddies was standing there waiting for me.
With a towel like here, Poppy.
Well, maybe
hey, we're
wife.
In the Navy, so you never know.
fair enough, Seaman.
We'll leave it at that. Thanks for calling, Sean. Happy early birthday. We'll talk to you on Wednesday for sure. 103.7 Kiss FM. Save Money Mondays at Kiss FM. All brought to you by Landmark Credit Union. Banking made easy. DZ's coming hard with the tip today. What do you got for us?
I got you. I mean,
what'd you do this weekend to save some money?
In light of the holiday season, I feel like it's a good one. You know, everybody, now is the time where people just spend. And
without thinking.
And don't think about save, right? Right?
Yeah.
I got a saving tip for you.
Ooh.
So a lot of people are still, if you haven't, getting trees.
Mm-hmm.
Myself included. My family and I, we actually got ours this weekend.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And an extra congratulations because we saved some money on it too, honey.
How? Real or fake?
Real tree.
Okay.
Purchased locally. Uh-huh. And you know those are normally expensive.
Nice.
Like 60, 80 bucks.
Yeah.
We got our tree for 20.
What's wrong with it?
Exactly. You got gotta look for the defective trees, y'all. All it was like the last foot of the tree got broken off. Somehow, I think they said it fell out of the truck and like the top snapped off. So nobody wanted it because it didn't come to a perfect little point.
Oh, it sounds perfect to me.
Come on now, a little Charlie Brown Christmas tree. The top got busted off. So we got $40 off. $60, $20. Which would you rather pay for a real, beautiful, wonderfully smelling Christmas tree?
20 with no top.
Yeah.
Make your own star.
Exactly. So my tip is look for a defective Christmas tree this
That's
year.
That's smart. I like it. Save money Mondays. Smart. Use ZZ's tip. Look for a defect and get it cheaper. Fantastic.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Well, I've never related more to something in my life. It says, "What? How do I get my kid to get better at hygiene?" I have preteen boys, and let me tell you, the conversations we have about why you have to shower daily and put deodorant on, I never thought I'd have to have these discussions.
And then you became a boy mom.
And then here I am.
Joanne hit us up.
Yeah, what'd she say?
Not Joanne Fabric, but she needs help with the fabrics of her life right now.
Amen, sister.
And exactly what you said, getting their 13-year-old to care about hygiene.
I gotta hear this.
And it says, please keep us anonymous. We listen every morning.
Oh, sorry. I shouldn't have said that then. My bad.
My 13-year-old is obviously hitting puberty. Has been for a little bit. At first, it wasn't horrible. Plus, he's really good about bathing. But lately, it's been absolutely putrid. Dang, big word.
Yep.
I don't know if it's because he started to play sports or his puberty is really ramping up, but we need this boy to stop stinking up the house. He could shower, stink 30 minutes later.
Yep.
We've talked to him before, and he knows he's conscious of his bodily odor, but how do you suggest we help his BO, get his BO under control? Mm. We don't want to give him a body complex, but desire to help him and us get through this with a breath of fresh air, every pun intended.
Us means me too. I'm joining this fight.
All of us.
I'm fighting the fight with this mom or dad or whoever wrote it.
Joanne, mom wrote
Joanne,
it.
Joanne, all right.
Said, any suggestions are appreciated. Thanks.
Please, someone help. I'm telling you, about that. How do they smell again in an hour? What is it? Is that just the hormones?
It is the hormones.
What is going on?
And
I feel so bad. I'm like, it's not even your fault. I tell them all the time. I go, it's not your fault, but you have to take extra measures.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were a teenage boy, DZ. What does she do?
Listen, it's not going to stop, and there really isn't much that you can do. If the kid's already on top of his showering, it's got to kind of happen naturally. I would personally say, because my personal gripe is you and get your kid deodorants and smell good sprays, and all you're teaching him is how to mask the odor.
True.
Right? If you're already good on the showering end, leave him good on the showering end. Maybe he needs to shower multiple times a day. What I will say is, don't push it. Don't make him, hey, you have to, because then they're going to go all self-conscious about it. And not to mention, you got to be careful with which deodorant you use. Not to get into too much of the logistics, but you got to be careful to not put the wrong chemicals on your body at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's going to throw your balance off, all your chemical balances. But then two, sports. If he's playing football, he's playing soccer. If he's got anything with cleats, stop bringing that stuff in the house.
Yeah.
Leave it outside. Get you the disinfectant spray and you hit it daily, whether it's a helmet, whether it's pads, whether it's cleats, whether it's gloves, whatever it is, they got some equipment for it.
Mm-hmm.
Guarantee you that equipment stinks.
Yeah.
Stop bringing it in the house. If you are.
Yeah.
Don't bring it in the house, but you really can't say nothing to him.
I've switched soaps. I've done everything. Like, I've been like, maybe the soap he's using isn't helping. Maybe he needs that's not working with him. I've switched deodorants for my kid. I mean, I don't understand.
But little boys are just going to stink, bro. 11, 12, 13, even 14.
It didn't start
until
puberty.
Once it hits, it is aggressive. I remember stinking. I remember the first time
I remember. I grew up with sisters, though. I had sisters, see?
See, I remember the first time I smelled myself. I was like 11 years old, riding my bike to summer camp. I got off my bike. It was a hot summer day, summer camp. I got off that bike and I went... What is that? Is that me? Yeah. Oh my God. Once that point hits, they got to have that crisis for themselves. You can't push that on them. He already knows. He's aware. Stop, breathe, and maybe crack a window. It's not going to change. Not for the next couple years. I hate to say it, but there's not much I think you can do. I don't think so.
All right. 414-533-1037. She wants to know how to help her 13-year-old with hygiene because we're having some smell issues. Girl.
Just tell him he stinks.
You would have thought I wrote this and I did not, but I'm here for it. We will talk to you next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? on Kiss FM.
All right, so today's What Would DZ Do is from Joanne, who wants to know how to get her teen boy to take better care of his hygiene because he stinks.
That's tough. I mean, how do you get a boy that can't control what's happening to them to control what's happening to
them? Hormones.
Mm.
What's he going to do? My kid showers, and 30 minutes later, I'm like, put deodorant on. He's like, I just did.
I did, Mom. I did.
Then I feel bad. Tammy is in Sussex this morning. Let's talk to her. Hey, Tammy, you got advice for a 13-year-old boy?
Or at least a 13-year-old boy's mom?
Yes, actually. So I actually teach hygiene classes. Yay, so much fun.
What? Jinx, this is a thing?
Yes. Yes, it is. Well, as a school nurse, you know, we teach, you know, puberty, the whole thing, like all that jazz, right?
I do remember that when they went youngins. You guys are going to start. And they gave you little sample deodorants. I do remember that now. Oh, memory unlocked.
I do not anymore. But so we have to think about what actually causes odor. So that's actually a specific type of sweat that happens when you start going through puberty. And it mixes with the actual bacteria that sits on our skin.
Hmm.
So one of the best things to do is actually get like an antibacterial soap that helps remove some of that bacteria on your skin when you have that sweat mixing.
Are there body soaps? I guess I need to look more at the body soaps next time I'm at the store.
You better just get you a bottle of Gain and a Dove or something.
I'm like, there's an antibacterial.
Well, Neutrogena body wash is antibacterial. So if you look at the ingredients and you look for either like a sulfur wash or like a salicylic acid wash, that helps really remove a lot of bacteria. However, we have to be careful though because it can be stripping. So then you have to moisturize after to put the skin.
That's so tricky.
Oh, Tammy,
so
you coming
in. Too, but you also have to be careful. Is it the skin or is it the hair? Because hair can really smell as well.
Mm.
So it's the same thing. And especially if you use product and, you know, at that age, they may start to be using gel, mousse, whatever.
True.
Really do a once a week, like, deep clean with one of those, like, dripping shampoos or whatever. And then, because if you don't wash too, dandruff can build up and that can actually cause a really bad odor. So that's what I found is sometimes it's the hair versus the body. So you really got to watch those two pieces.
Tammy and DZ, I have to tell you this every day when we drive down the road now. I turn to the right and there's a kid sitting in the front seat, which already freaks me out that they're in the front seat. And I see within the sun, I see the little mustache. And it's blonde. It's blonde,
of
right?
Of course.
Because my boys are blonde. I see the little blonde mustache and I see it sticking out. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, my child has a mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mustache probably stinks too.
And you know what the other thing is too, I found is sometimes, you know, kids say they actually shower, but then you have to be careful. What are they using? Are they using a washcloth and one of those poofs? Because that can actually hold in the bacteria in those, and you're just spreading it more and more. So we got to be careful what we're using and washing it very often.
That's a good tip. That's a really good tip. We don't use those. I don't like using
washcloths
or loofahs, and I always thought it's weird that I don't, but they ick me out because of that, because they sit there and I just look at them and I go, they're holding all this ick.
You got to rotate them bad boys. You really do.
I just use my hands.
Yes, and a lot of people do, and that's actually sufficient if you use the correct soap.
Ooh, but like she said, the correct soap.
All right.
Tammy, you coming in with the sledgehammer. That's all.
We're
that's
good.
All.
We're good. Good. Thanks, Tammy.
You helped Joanne. I didn't.
Thank you. Already smells better.
You bet.
All right. These are the things I don't need to deal with. I just got a text from Owen. Mom, Hudson ate half the bag of Dino crackers thinking it was one serving. It really made me sad because I was really excited when I had found out, but now it's ruined.
Oh, brothers.
I wrote him, I go, I'm at work. I don't have time for this. Come on. Next.
Sad face emoji.
Next.
Next.
Hudson ate all the dinosaur crackers. Man. I don't care. Call someone who does right now. It's
Mom,
not me.
Half the crackers are gone. Only my half is left.
Really? Seriously. Right? 103.7 Kiss FM. We have so much to give away this week on the show. At 7:45, we have Summerfest Power Passes.
9 days, baby.
Oh, that gets you into every single day.
It's amazing.
That's amazing.
Yeah, plan it now.
And we do every day at 7:25 also have My Favorite Things, where I give you my favorite gift ideas for the season. And then at the end of the week, somebody wins all of them.
Man.
You can enter to win them every day at 1037kissfm.com, but we have to call last week's winner.
Oh, that's right.
Somebody else pulled a name. Amy and Racine is who we're calling today. Should we call her and tell her she won it all?
Yeah, I'm ready to call.
Let's do it.
Hello.
Is Amy there?
This is her.
Hey, Amy. This is Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Morning.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. We were just about to get in the truck to go to school and listen to you guys.
Oh, well, good. You get to hear the next favorite thing. You get to hear today's now, okay?
Thank you.
So you're so welcome. I love it that somebody gets to win everything from the whole week. It's so fun.
Flex on your daughter like that. Yeah, I won that. I won that.
Are you going to be down? It is true. Are you going to be down for the Christmas music now that we're in December, please? Because I know you were giving me a hard time last week.
Listen.
But go ahead. Can I have the Christmas bed, please?
Fine.
Please. Thank you, DZ. Aw, you're in the spirit now.
I gotcha. It's hard not to be one of your favorite things, though.
Okay, let's start off today. A new week of new prizes. All up for grabs at 1037kissfm.com. Let's start out with a zoo pass. How could we not have this on my favorite things? Hello.
Who doesn't rock with the zoo?
I love the zoo pass. I had the zoo pass for years when the kids were little. The Zoological Society of Milwaukee is who you get these from because they help, you know, raise money for the zoo. A zoo pass gives you free admission to the Milwaukee County Zoo for a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you free e-coupons. It gives you invites to member-only events. Like, they have nights in June and a kids' night.
Bet.
And then it gets you discounts on a free admission to more than 150 zoos and aquariums around the country. People don't realize that.
Oh, it's around the country?
If you take your zoo pass from Milwaukee and go to a zoo in another city, you get a discount.
Oh, that changes our desire to want this for this year's Christmas present, because my wife's mother was just saying, we should get you guys a zoo pass so you can take the boys. And I'm like, we could just go. But now knowing that we could be somewhere else and pull up. Oh, say less.
Yep. Both. The zoo pass is worth every penny. Absolutely. So that's going in for sure in my favorite things this week. Somebody's going to win that. And then we're back with a $150 gift certificate to Fresh Chef Meal Prep Milwaukee. Because I do want people to have access to eating healthy foods and having it all ready for them. And that's what Fresh Chef Meal Prep Milwaukee does. By the way, they have a KISS code right now if you want 20% off your first purchase, which is you just write KISS, K-I-S-S, if you're buying from them. So Fresh Chef Meal Prep Milwaukee, throwing in another $150 gift certificate to them. They have meals like Dan Dan noodles, chicken pot pie casserole.
Yum.
And they do these single serving meals. They deliver them. They're really healthy. Protein, healthy carbs, vegetables, straight to your home or business.
Pro tip for the protein.
Exactly. So those are the first two things we're throwing in the pot this week. And then tomorrow, we're back with more. All week, we're adding on. It just gets better and better and better.
Said what we said.
1037kissfm.com for your chance to win all of those. And Am I the Jerk is coming up next. You ready for this?
That's a loaded question. I don't know.
I don't know if I'm ready either, but it's coming up next. Kiss FM. Coming up right after Am I the Jerk, we have got Summerfest Power Passes for you every day this week around 7:45.
You don't want to sleep on it, man. If you don't know what those are 9 days of every single day of music for Summerfest.
Get you in every day to Summerfest.
Come on now.
It's a stocking stuffer, or you just keep it for yourself.
Definitely a keeper.
Thank you. I agree with you. Your chance to win after Am I the Jerk. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Amanda wrote in and wants to know if she's the jerk for buying her sister an explicit book. But hold on.
Okay.
Little sister, I should say.
Yeah, I'm a hold.
Hi, Allie and DZ. I have an Am I the Jerk for you. Please keep me anonymous. No problem. I gave her the Amanda name. She said, I was doing some Christmas shopping for my little sister, who's a high school senior. Will be 18 in the next couple weeks.
Oh, not so little.
No. I bought a book that was on her Christmas list without looking any further into it. When I sent it in the group chat to my mom and other sisters to make sure they didn't buy the same book, they were appalled that I had bought her that book, since apparently it has some explicit adult material in it.
You buy 50 Shades of Grey?
I don't know. I would love to know what the book is. She said, I understand why my mom would be uncomfortable with my sister reading it, but also she's going to be 18 by Christmas, and I don't think it's my place or my mom's place to censor what she reads, since she'll be an adult.
Mm.
Am I the jerk if I gift her the book, Amanda?
Yikes.
We've never gotten one like this. She sent this directly to me on Facebook and in a message. And I was like, this is a really good one. We get a lot that are similar.
Yeah.
Or in the same realm. We've never had one like this.
It's interesting because it is so different. Mm-hmm. It feels simple, but it's not.
It's not.
It really is.
There's so many layers because, yeah, she's not the mom, but it's her little sister's gift. And her sister's going to be 18 by Christmas.
Yeah, but think about it. You're not going to like buy your little brother a subscription to an adult magazine just because they want. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you are?
Under the same pretense, it's. I get it. I get why people can get weird about it because it's like, okay, that's private. That's a you thing. Mm-hmm. You get those things for yourself or under your own guise. You don't got to worry about us. Don't ask for those things.
Well, that's one argument you could have, DZ, is that fine, don't buy it for her. She'll go get it herself.
Right.
What's the difference?
What is the difference? I mean, and if you want to get your sibling a gift, it's mm-hmm. a sibling.
You can't control, like, first of all, the internet. Hilaire. Just when I think my kids don't know anything, welcome to the internet. They know everything. And two, you can't, how are you going to censor an 18-year-old?
But
you got to give up. You got to let it go. Let him fly at some point.
At the same time, though, you have to be respectful of the parent. Mm. They are still under that parent's tutelage, right? As a child,
sure.
They still live at home. I almost guarantee it. So if the parent's going, no, I'm uncomfortable with that reading material in my household, don't you got to honor that?
You're supposed to, but it's your parent, so you don't care, right? you're one of their kids.
You said it, not me.
You know it.
Mm.
414-533-1037. Is Amanda a jerk for buying her little sister an explicit book that she put on her Christmas list? The little sister is going to be 18 before Christmas. She's a senior in high school. The mom's appalled that she actually bought it. It was on the list.
Yeah.
Why
not check in first?
I say not the jerk.
Why not ask first? I feel like she didn't.
She said because she didn't really look into the book once.
She just bought it.
She bought it and then she sent to the group chat, got it, nobody else buy it. And they went, how could you buy that book?
Well, and that's where I'm leaning towards jerk. You made no attempt to even check to see, just make sure it was good. You got to understand, they are still a minor,
mm-hmm.
right? So I don't know, man.
She looked at the Christmas list and she got what they asked for.
Could have got something different too, though.
Could have, but didn't. I say not the jerk. You say possibly the jerk because respect your mom's wishes.
Yep.
And while the kid's in the house. All right, we're going to talk to you next.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Amanda wants to know if she's the jerk for buying her sister an explicit book that was on her Christmas list. The sister's going to be 18 before Christmas, but a senior in high school and lives at home. The mom was appalled. She bought the book.
Yeah, that's just weird.
Paulina, our girl, is calling today in Milwaukee. I cannot wait to hear what she has to say about it.
Good morning.
Hey, Paulina.
Good morning. All right, which way are we going today? Is Amanda a jerk for buying her sister an explicit book for Christmas?
No, she is not the jerk. Okay, for one, that's what sisters are for, okay? They give you the hookup. And for two, like, I remember being in middle school and I was reading Twilight and it had some explicit stuff. Like,
Thank you. Come on.
It's not like, I mean, would you rather her read about it? Would you rather her bring somebody in the house and explore those things? I mean, it's a book. She can have her little imagination as long as she's not bringing people in the house. I mean, she's also about to be an adult. I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's just a book.
Now, Paulina, I'm on the side of, I think the mother's going, I don't want to promote those thoughts. So then she does try to bring somebody in and experience.
Them anyways. I mean, she's probably already done something that her mom might not even know
stop.
About. I mean,
that part.
It's an adult. Come on.
That part.
But no, Paulina kicks it off.
She had a great point with the Twilight books. And you could do this with a lot of, even, I mean, Harry Potter gets wild sometimes.
I read that back in middle school and my mom bought me the books for Christmas.
There's always, it's like movies. You know, yesterday I met Trolls and I'm laughing at the adult stuff and my kids are like, why are you laughing? I'm like, never mind.
Right over there.
You don't get it. And I feel that way sometimes, either in books, if they get the innuendo, then they're old enough to read it. I'm sorry. And if they don't, then better off, right?
Fair enough.
Then you're good to go.
Well, and another point you just made that really helps me kind of get it is the movies, the TV, all the stuff they're watching. Are you kidding me? All these shows geared towards young kids with some, unfortunately, adult suggestive material.
Paulina,
involved.
My boys were saying something they thought was so funny over and over and over. And I looked at them and I said, do
you know what that means?
And Owen said, yeah. And Hudson goes, no, because Owen had Googled it.
Of course.
And when Hudson found out it was something dirty, he cried because he had been saying it to people. He had no idea. So I'm with DC. They know.
They know.
Well,
Paulina says, no, not the jerk. That's what sisters are for.
Thanks, Paulina.
Whatever book.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Next up, let's go to Elvis in Milwaukee. Elvis, hello.
Yo, what up, what up, what up?
Oh, hey, in the voice, dang.
I think she's a jerk for sure, because my Puerto Rican mama says you ain't no adult until you pay your own bills and you're out the house.
Woo! Boom! Elvis! Hey!
Verdad que sí, verdad que sí, DZ.
That's right, that's right. He said, that's right, that's right.
See?
Whereby she's like, you pay your own bills and get out the house. That's when you're an adult.
There you go.
But you know what? Guess what? My wife said, we'll just buy her a gift card to the bookstore.
Let her buy it for herself.
Ah, you have a smart wife.
Smart wife indeed.
I like it. Don't buy the book, buy their gift card. Fantastic. Yeah.
He said, jerk, because my Hispanic mama would have said, boy.
Yeah. But the second you get out that house, you're an adult. But all right. Other than that, I mean, I think once the mom does, she's uncomfortable with it, you have to respect your parents. Mm-hmm.
That is fair. You're living in their house rent-free. Either pay rent or respect.
There's sacrifices to the rent, you
know?
Unfortunately. If he wants to get a dirty book and go pay $2,000 in mortgage, go ahead and do that.
Say, your rent is following my rules.
Boom.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call, Elvis.
Thanks, Elvis. Tell your mom we said hi. Tell your folks we said hi.
Later, fam. Tell the family what up.
Last but not least, David's in East Troy, and David's going to be our tiebreaker today. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Okay, is Amanda the jerk for buying her little sister an explicit book that was on her Christmas list? The sister's going to be 18 by Christmas.
We're split. You decide.
Oh, I say not the jerk. The Twilight was a good example, and some of these people would not have made it through the 90s if they would think about what PG was back in the day. Howard the Duck was a PG movie.
Ooh, he's not wrong. And if you know Howard the Duck...
You know what I'm saying? The smoking duck with girls walking around. You can't do that nowadays.
No.
So an explicit book defined. It's not like she went and bought a Playboy.
David ain't wrong.
And the thing is, there's all kind. I mean, music.
Right.
Music does it all the time, and we sang it. Everybody.
Yeah.
Am I sexual? Woo. There I was, 13, singing the Backstreet Boys. Did I know what I was doing? Probably not.
You are. When you said, all sexy like that, you knew what was going down. Oh, David, dang it, man. I didn't want to agree with y'all, bro, but you guys are right. Y'all are right.
What would mom do if she played WAP at Christmas?
Well, I did play it, but the kids weren't in the room, so anyway, no. You would die.
David, you were funny, man.
David, thanks for calling. He says, not the jerk.
Not the
we
jerk.
Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too. Bang.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Not the jerk, right? And it was settled today. There was no back and forth.
Nope.
We just clear as ever. Okay, you know what we have to do next?
What up?
Summerfest Power Passes.
Oh, that's right.
Let's play Ed Sheeran. And
okay.
Then coming up next, we have got Power Passes, which gets you into every single day of Summerfest. That is a steal. You could put it in someone's stocking, Christmas gift, or keep it for yourself.
You could split it up. You could get a couple, give a couple.
Your chance to win next. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the Adam Deputy.com studios. So I'm excited because we have Summerfest Power Passes.
Boom!
Every single day this week at 7:45. Now, this gets you into every single day of Summerfest. And you're like, we're talking about Summerfest? Yeah, you guys, because not only is it a good gift or stocking stuffer, I have a friend who's obsessed with Summerfest. I get her Summerfest gifts every year, even if it's just a gift card. She goes every day.
Oh, really?
She goes every single day.
There's so many. It's a tradition.
It
I mean, and you forget, man, we're almost like jaded because it's such an amazing festival, but it's grown home or homegrown. Mm-hmm. So you go, oh, that's right, Summerfest. Oh, that's right. And then all of a sudden it hits again and you're like, Summerfest!
Exactly. And we already have some of the headliners. We already know Kane Brown's going to be there, Motley Crue.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do we have on the list? Keith Urban. I'm just watching Carly Rae Jepsen, AJR. I mean, there's a lot of people, and we just keep getting more and more, and we will leading up to Summerfest.
Oh, 100%. Some of the biggest names don't get dropped until a little bit later, even.
Which is so nice.
You might as well enjoy all 9 days now.
Well, and the side stages also get dropped later, which
Not
is awesome.
To mention.
Mm-hmm. 414-533-1037. Let's think about summer. Let's dream about it right now. Ah, caller 33.
I got my eyes closed.
You're going to go to Summerfest. I don't know why I'm whispering.
Me neither.
Just trying not to kill people on a Monday. But 414-533-1037. Caller, what did I say?
Pick a new number.
I don't remember if I said 30 or 33.
Let's go with 33.
33, period. You're going to Summerfest. Good luck. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And we've got Emily in Wauwatosa on the line. Good morning, Emily.
Hi.
Hi.
What are you up to this morning?
Just on my way to work.
Sounds boring.
What do you do for work?
I'm a special ed teacher.
Back and doing something positive, unlike us.
we're trying.
Emily, well, you are going to Summerfest. Congratulations.
Yay, thank you so much.
Have you ever had a Power Pass? Have you ever owned one?
Good question.
No, I didn't even know they existed.
Well, allow us to tell you all about it. It's a U.S. Cellular Power Pass, Summerfest 2024. You're going to get two of them, and you get into every single day with these, every day of Summerfest.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you don't even got to worry about what acts, what days, what nothing, because you go when you want, when you please, and bring who you want to bring with you.
Mm-hmm, just show up. How about that?
Oh, that sounds like a dream. Thank you.
It is, and it's not a dream. It's real, and it's all yours. Congratulations, Emily. Hold on. I got to get some more info from you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Aww. Nice way to start out a Monday morning.
Perfect.
And if you didn't win the Summerfest passes and you got to get out of your car, remember, just switch over to the Odyssey app. Or if you're in your car and you're going out of... The Odyssey app is how people listen.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't listen and you want to win? You should, because at 8:40, we've got tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters. They always come to Fiserv on New Year's Eve.
It's an amazing tradition. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
And then at 9 a.m., a trip to Mexico. I mean, we're on fire. We are on fire today, everybody.
Can't stop, won't stop.
All the winning is happening. Don't go anywhere. Oh, it's Tate McRae, brand new. It's Greedy on KISS.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I was here for it last night. I mean, the Packer game was great, too. But I was really here to watch Taylor Swift walk into the Packer game. What's going on with your mic? Oh no, did we break it? Something just happened in the studio. And the microphone might have gotten broken. You can use that one for a second. You know what? Hold on. Okay. Use mine. Here's one. DZ, here's one. Try this. Does this work?
This one works. Yeah, yeah, we good. We good. This one ain't broke, dude.
Taylor Swift was in Green Bay. And last night, I'm sorry, we got really distracted because DZ just turned on his mic and it wasn't working. We'll figure it out. But we got five mics in here, so we're okay.
Live radio, baby.
Yeah, live radio. Here we go. No, she was there to watch Travis Kelce get beat down by the Packers. I said what I said.
That right?
We watched her walk into Lambeau Field. I said, I love it how she always turns and waves no matter what. I mean, she's pulling up to Lambeau. People are 300 feet away from her screaming. She still, right as she gets to the door, turns and waves. A lot of celebs will head down, don't want the attention. Taylor always waves. I love that about her.
Well, I mean, you'd think that so many people are there to see you. Why wouldn't you acknowledge them?
You think. You get sick of it, and it happens to you all the time, but she doesn't.
Not
and then
Taylor.
She's walking back in the tunnel in Lambeau. Her people are courting her along. You see her hug Brittany Mahomes real quick. And what does Taylor do again? Turns and waves to the few people who are filming her in her personal space. She still turns and goes, hi. That's what I'm saying.
She's a real one, man.
She is.
Because it's not like she got to Lambeau and then all of a sudden people were like, oh, my God. Like, the minute she landed, everybody freaked out and went, hey,
yeah. There was like, Taylor's plane is en route. We just found out she's landing soon.
You got people tracking her flight pattern?
They did. And she flew straight in on her little private jet, I'm sure, and then went to the game. We won. And then she left.
I mean, what a way to pull up to Green Bay and watch a man lose.
DZ, I've had my kids. I've been on one of those long stretches with my kids, so I hadn't really opened the dating apps.
Yeah.
I opened one last night. I about fell over because there was a guy who had messaged me and said, hey, I have tickets if you want to go
to the game
with me on Sunday.
No!
And I almost had a heart attack and I went, wait, I do, but not because of you. Like, if only this guy knew, I would have taken him up on it just to go to maybe get a sighting.
But everybody got to eat, you know what I'm saying? Like, a date's a date. Hold on, wasn't nothing promised. And if he wanted to take you to the game,
it probably wasn't going to happen.
I feel that.
But it was a very nice sentiment. I was like, a Taylor Swift concert ticket?
And then Taylor Swift concert. And a game on top of that?
And a Packer game? Say less. We've got tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters on New Year's Eve. Your chance to win them before 8:40.
Man, we went for the first time, was it last year?
Uh-huh.
Took Sammy.
And
I mean, really, not that we didn't know it was a tradition, but we had never partaken in the tradition.
Mm-hmm.
So cool.
So cool. Every New Year's Eve, Harlem Globetrotters, Fiserv Forum. Your chance to win before 8:40. And then we're giving away a trip to Mexico at 9, by the way.
Man.
Just saying.
Okay.
Just saying.
Just saying indeed.
But before that, it's Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios on Kiss FM. I want to discuss following people on social media because you told a story, DZ,
mm-hmm.
and I'm actually not on your side on this one.
You're not?
No.
Oh.
What happened, though? Tell the listeners, because I just let's start at the top.
Well, and I'll say, let's start at the top and say this isn't the first time this has happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just the most recent time that this has happened to me. Not that long ago, last week actually, my little sister and her boyfriend were up visiting the baby, meeting mm-hmm. him. He hadn't gotten the chance to meet the baby. My little sister had, he hadn't. So they came up, hung out, we're sitting there talking, you know, having a good time,
yeah.
watching the game,
yeah.
you know, just conversing. And kind of out of nowhere, I don't know where the conversation got to this level, we started talking about social media. And my little sister went, oh yeah, my boyfriend is big pressed that you're not following him back.
Mm.
And I went, huh? I didn't know he was following me. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And we got on this like explanation of, I'm sorry. Right then and there, I went, what's your social at? What's your handle?
Mm-hmm.
Pulled out my phone and I followed him back.
Sure.
Because my little sister said he really was pressed, feeling like, you know, not being seen or not being
He was taking it personal.
Heard. Yeah, he was taking it personal. And I'm like, dude, you know me. Mm-hmm. You're dating my sister. You're currently in my home holding my newborn baby.
Doesn't matter.
Why are you salty that I'm not following you back on social media?
Because it means something to people. It represents if you're friends. It represents if you know each other. It represents if there's a tie.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't to you. But to people like me and other people listening, boy, I can connect the dots just to see who's following who. You can tell if people broke up by who they're following. You can tell if people are together by who they're following. You can tell who's friends with who. So I will defend you because I know you and I know you don't care about social media.
Yeah, not at all.
You don't care. You don't notice it if someone follows
nope.
you. You don't notice who you're following back.
Nope.
And I can relate to you on that point. There are times where I think I followed your sister like a couple months ago.
Okay.
I had never met her, but I saw her one day. I go, oh, she's following me. She likes something. I go, oh, that's DZ's sister. I got to follow her. And I was like, follow back. But a lot of times if we don't see it or realize,
yeah,
then we just don't, and it's nothing personal.
Well, and
but it's your sister's boyfriend, dude.
Right, right.
It's her, you should be following him.
Why out of
why
all,
not?
It's her boyfriend, not mine. We're cool. He's a great dude. I like him. Doesn't mean I have to sit there and follow him back. What gets me is sometimes the people that get the saltiest are the people that post the least. Like, what, you've got nothing for me to like or post. Like,
he doesn't post
you
much.
Just want the satisfaction of having the follow back interaction. And it's not the only scenario. We've got very, very, very close friends. I mean, they're like relatives to us. They're brothers and sisters,
mm-hmm.
right? right? Their kids call me uncle or their kid. Our kids are going to call them aunt and uncle, right? Wasn't following the wife back.
And you had no idea, did you?
Dude, we were on a vacation together when we talked about it.
Oh,
like,
no.
You ain't followed me back in months, bro. What's going on?
Like, I would be mad at you too.
I'm like, what?
They take it personally. I would think you didn't like me either. I know you, so I know it wasn't personal, DZ, but most people are not like you.
But the thing is, when you know me personally, you know that I don't care about this. I've got unread messages.
They should have known.
They should have known. They've known me for years and years.
Yeah.
There's no way that they don't interact with me on a weekly basis and don't understand that they are one of our closest people.
Yeah.
Just because I'm not following them on social don't mean nothing.
When I post sometimes, and I, like, you know, you can put a collaborator on Instagram. You can post together.
Of course.
I have to literally call you or text you and go, DZ, can you go approve?
Because
we just posted something and can you just, I know you're not going to get on Instagram today. Can you please, God, go? And you're like, oh, I'll bet. You get on.
And then I go and I get on. See, and that's the thing.
But I know you like that.
Normally, to me, it's not that it's like a chore, but it's not a leisurely activity.
I don't just
like to sit on my phone and scroll through. And if I do, I want to do it mindlessly.
You're a TikToker when you're in the mood, aren't you?
If I'm in the mood. And it's only if I'm like in the bathroom, sitting down, and I'm going scroll. Because if not, there goes the whole day. All of a sudden, I'm responding to the 30 messages I got in my inbox going, oh my gosh, so many people to get back to. And then the interactions never stop. Ding, ding, ding,
and
ding,
then
ding, ding.
Yep, I get anxiety too. Because you write people and they write you back again.
Yep.
So you're trying to conquer 20 messages. And as you're writing one back, they immediately respond. You go, well, now we're back to 20 again. I thought I was down to 19.
Oh, got three more messages I didn't have before. Now I have 20, 23. Fantastic. Right? So not to say
that. So you avoid it. Like me.
But when you know me and you know that I'm not the one to really be in that realm or really like love social media like most people do, you get it. When you don't, you don't. That's fine. I've got unread messages from my mother. I've got unread messages from my wife.
Same.
I've got unread messages from people I've never met. And I've got unread messages from people I consider myself really close to.
I've got unread messages from people I actually like.
You know?
And I literally, there's people I like that I haven't opened their messages. I'm like, I know you're in there, but can't get to it right now.
So I'm at a point where I'm trying. I am. It's not like I'm purposefully ignoring. I realize people have more of an attachment to social media than me.
Big time.
I'm looking to at least assimilate the behavior, right? And be better. So if somebody tells me, hey, I'm following you, you're not following me back, I will follow you back immediately because I know that people feel some type of way.
It's not personal.
No, it's never personal.
Somebody texted in, who cares? That's what DZ's saying.
Thank you.
Who cares? But the problem is,
Everybody cares.
We can't sit here and act like nobody cares.
Right.
It means a lot to people, hence the friends you're on vacation with going, how are you not following me? Like, how can you not be?
Because I'm busy enjoying your company in real life. I'm so sorry.
Did they understand why when you explained to them, did it make any sense or were they still unhappy? I know you went and followed these people when they brought it to your attention. But
they understood and they know. They just like to give me grief, but at the same time, I know it's coming from a real place. So I feel bad when somebody goes, oh, you're not following me. I'm so sorry. I'm not meaning to offend you because I realize it's an offense to people. They're going, oh, something must be wrong. Oh, they must not like me or something, yada, yada, yada. When that's not the case, I just don't give it the time of day
but
like y'all do.
They're worried people are going to think you don't like them because the unfollow is a real way to say to the world, I don't F with that person.
A real breakup publicly, huh?
It's a real thing,
in my opinion. I hear you. I just don't understand you.
What is the big deal about following people back on social? I get it. DZ says, who cares?
Yeah.
414-533-1037. Because you know this starts fights all the time.
All day.
It starts on, you didn't like my post. Why didn't you like it? That's another big argument.
You're not supporting my business, man.
I said this to people. I'm like, if I didn't like it, it's because I didn't see it. I promise you, it's not my fault. It's the algorithm's fault.
Right.
Don't be mad. I didn't see it and ignore it. But people are like, you didn't like it. You get those
you
two
didn't
all the time. I'm like, I didn't see it. It wasn't personal. You never like any of my stuff. I didn't see it.
I was going to say, bro, Allie, think about it and be honest. How often do I like posts?
Never.
Rarely.
Never. Unless you're collaborating. And
I'm
like,
active.
And your kid's in it and you're active. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When I'm active, I'm active. But when I'm not, people can't be mad at that,
man.
We got a life to live and I just had a newborn. Like, if you want to follow, you know what? I'm going to follow everything. everybody back now.
Are you?
Everybody I'm going to follow back.
Be careful what you say out loud.
What? I said it. Soy me, DZ. I'm following everybody back. What you going to do? Everybody's getting
Soy
a follow
me,
back.
Soy me, DZ on Instagram. Allie Faith 1, I'm not following everybody back, but you can follow me. Because Lord knows I post a lot of stuff.
But what's the big deal about social, and why do people take it so seriously when you don't follow them?
We're going to find out. We're going to talk to you next. The Harlem Globetrotters are coming to town New Year's Eve, like they always do, to Fiserv. And we've got your tickets coming up, your chance to win in the next 5 minutes or so. Don't go anywhere.
Time's ticking. Don't miss it.
Let's pull up Jay in Milwaukee first this morning, because we're talking about social media and how DZ doesn't really follow anyone back or ever look at it. And then people are now getting their feelings hurt.
Bruh, people are so offended that I am mentally telling myself daily, follow people back. Follow people back. Respond to messages. Follow people back. I got a little song in my head now, Jay.
Jay, do you have this problem?
Yeah, I gotta agree with DZ. We live in a double S world where everybody's soft and sensitive, DZ. You know what I mean? They're too soft and sensitive. It's like when you get to it, you get to it. I'd rather ride with you in person, knowing that I just watched a football game with you last night, than go on social media and like your post or your business. You just know I ride with you in person.
Thank you. Thank you. Sir. You know, if you ever get to me and you say, hey, DZ, I need you, guess who's on the way? Mm-hmm. Speed and skirt. Me.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I gotta push the like button for you to come fix my flat tire and help me out. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Boom. Like that.
Listen, somebody texted in and said a friend of mine will literally text someone to find out why she got Facebook unfriended. It will bother her for days.
Wow.
Takes it personal. If someone unfriends me, I assume we're done.
Right.
I'm not calling them to find out. I'm like, cool. See you never. Bye.
I swear.
The best part is you act like you never got unfriended, and then they'll really trip them out.
That really makes them crazy.
Just add them again. Totally. Be like, I don't know. I thought we were friends.
Yep, Jay, you have a great day. Thanks for calling.
Later, man.
Nikki's in Mequon. Let's go to her next. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning.
Somebody texted in and said, stop normalizing people finding their self-worth based on social media.
That part, yes.
How do you feel about that, Nikki?
Well, I 100% agree with Jay. But at the same time, with social media and cell phones and technology, people feel that they should have 100% access to your life all the time.
It's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, I just called you twice. Why didn't you answer the phone? Because I have a life. Because I'm busy. Because... because I work two jobs, because I'm a mom, because I'm a grandma, because I don't have time.
And because it doesn't matter what my because is. I'm going to get back to you.
Thank you. Sometimes I just don't want to talk to you, and I don't want to talk to anyone. And I found that out the hard way when I ignored my sister's call, and she called my 12-year-old, and he brought the phone down to me, and I was horrified. And I go, you're dead. You're a dead man. I go, you don't ever tell anyone I've got my phone near me when people miss when I miss a call. Never.
So, TT, he ignored it.
He ratted me out, dude.
Yep.
Snitching. I was so mad. Oh.
My kids couldn't get a hold of me for 2 hours. So they literally called my mom. They called both of my jobs.
Oh, God.
They called my boss on her personal cell phone.
Yo.
Because they're like, mom never goes missing. Mom's never gone. So then when I finally got to my phone and called back, they were like, well, mom, you weren't on Facebook for 2 hours. And I'm like,
oh, geez.
Really? Really?
Really?
Really?
Unbelievable. Hey, thanks for calling, though, Nikki. We appreciate
you. No problem. You guys have a good day.
You too.
Last but not least, our girl is in Kenosha this morning. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. It's Bella. Good morning, Bella.
Good morning.
Good morning.
DZ's had it because he gets so much pressure from people because he doesn't follow people back. He doesn't even really look or pay attention. He wasn't following his sister's boyfriend back, and that's what started this whole thing.
The amount of times I don't realize who I am and am not following is incredulous. But now everybody's getting the follow back. What?
See, I'm the opposite.
I have no idea if you follow me back or not, DZ, and I don't care.
I follow everyone's family except my exes.
I don't actually know.
I'll follow everyone around them, but not them, which is facts.
Bella, I'm about to go look and make sure I am following you, just so you know, okay? Because I'm not playing that game no more.
No, I'm zero. You know what to give about any of that kind of stuff. And it's like, if you know me, you know that I'm busy.
Yeah.
And I will get back to you when I can. Mm-hmm. And if it's that serious, you know where I live, or you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, so, if you have my number, if you know me, you should have my number. And if not, you don't know me that well.
If you think a video is so funny that I'm going to enjoy it, text it to me. I'll see it before I see it on social. Text it to me.
Me too.
And then I'll respond to the text, and we can have a nice, lovely little conversation there.
There you go.
Yeah. I sent DZ a message about something, and he got back to me like 2 weeks later. I'm like, oh, I completely forgot that I sent it, but I know you're busy, and I don't care, well, but thank you.
2 weeks is better than I could do. Good job, DZ.
I'm proud of myself. Two weeks is good for me, too.
2 weeks is really good. Good job, bud. Thanks for calling, Bella.
Thanks, bud. Yeah, you're welcome. Have a good day, y'all.
You too. Bye.
I'll read this last text. People need to get over themselves. We have far too many things to worry about in a day to worry about following people or who's following or not following you. Yeah, but it's a real thing, and people take it personally.
Nope, I now take it personal, too. I've switched my mindset. I'm offended.
Do you remember? I forgot I have a full-on local feud with Adam Pollock from Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, y'all don't follow each other.
And it's based on the fact that we got into a fight about it.
Because y'all don't follow. And that's where it stems from.
We had him on the show, and I followed him, and then I realized he wasn't following me, so I went off on him, and I said, I'm unfollowing you. See, I said,
you
who cares?
You unfollowed him?
Uh-huh, and I told him I was unfollowing him, and I go, and we're not friends anymore. And every time I see him, we fight about the fact that we don't follow each other, and I said, I'm never following you, because if you don't support,
yeah.
You don't support me, I don't support you.
Yep.
See?
Mm.
So while I can sit here and say, DZ, who cares? I'm like, oh, I care.
At the bottom, at the very bottom of the barrel, we still care a little bit.
I totally care. Let's give away these Harlem Globetrotter tickets. They're going to be at Fiserv Forum New Year's Eve. We're hooking you up every day this week. 414-533-1037. Caller number 30. You are going to be going to Fiserv Forum. We're making your plans for you because New Year's Eve, there's so much pressure. This is an easy, fun, light way to spend it.
Oh, right? That's a go-to. I'm going this year, too.
Yes. It's at 1 p.m., too. Caller 30 is a winner. I didn't realize there's two Harlem Globetrotter shows on New Year's Eve. There's a day and an evening.
Well, think about it. The ones with the youngins will go earlier and get it out the way, do whatever.
Smart.
And then the evening ones is for the riffraff like us.
For the bad people. No, we're hooking somebody up with four tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters on New Year's Eve. This is for the 1 p.m. game at Fiserv Forum. Sarah is calling downtown Milwaukee right now. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Are you working or living or both downtown? What are you doing today?
I'm working.
Well, that makes sense. It is one of them days. Huh? It's a work day.
Do you have any kids?
I do. It's going to be interesting. We have three.
Oh, snap!
Well, somebody's staying at home.
Yep.
We got four. You just buy an extra one. We have four tickets for you. You're our winner. Congrats, Sarah. Woo!
Thank you.
New Year's Eve, Harlem Globetrotters, and you. What?
Yeah. Either leave the hubby at home or have him take the kids.
Or mom has a mom day and he takes the kids.
That might not be a bad idea.
Honestly, it's a 1 p.m. game. It's going to be a great, fun little activity during the day on New Year's Eve. And you guys are hooked up. Four tickets. Congrats, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I can't wait to find out who actually goes.
Who's
going
to get to go?
Fantastic. Another chance to win tomorrow, same time. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, The game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.